At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast. Here's your host, Jonathan Von Tobel.
Defensive Player of the Year market. So let's give you the current odds for Defensive Player of the Year. The favorite right now is Rudy Gobert at minus 750. Victor Wembanyama will be back on the floor tonight at 8:10 Eastern. And we can look at, you know, some of his prop plays. I know his blocks prop has been bet up quite high. I think it's sitting at 3.5 tonight. When you look at this market, is Rudy Gobert too big of a favorite at minus 750?
So the honest answer is I don't know. Only because the dynamic with Victor Wembanyama is a fascinating one. He is playing on a team that currently, right now, let's get the official number, is ranked, I want to say 23rd in defensive efficiency, 24th in non-garbage time defensive efficiency, right? Giving up 118.6 points per 100 possessions on the season. So on the surface, I do think it's hard to look at a player on that team and go, yeah, like defensive player of the year on one of the worst defenses in the NBA. But if you do, and I'm a fan of this, if you look at things with nuance, you can make very much the case that Victor Wembanyama is among the best defensive players of the year. We'll give you a specific stat. When Wembanyama is on the floor, he improves the Spurs net rating, or excuse me, defensive rating by 10.7 points every 100 possessions. When he's on the floor this season, they have a defensive rating of 113.9. That is equivalent to the eighth best team in the NBA. So that does make a difference. The question is, will the voters look at that and say, because that's the problem with awards markets. You can make all the statistical arguments you want, but part of the process is handicapping how the voters will vote.
Do you, let me just jump in real quickly, because we've heard from Zach Lowe, very prominent, very analytically based. I believe you listen to his podcast regularly. I do too. Do you trust the voters for the NBA market? Because look, there are awards markets out there, Heisman, that there are people who should not be voting on this award. Do you overall, for the most part, trust these voters?
No.
Okay.
I think I'll give you two examples of this, okay? The first, and I think the most recent one, we'll stay in the same market, Defensive Player of the Year. 2 years ago when Marcus Smart won Defensive Player of the Year, he won it by default because the year, then that was the year, remember, the Celtics got red hot. They made it to the NBA Finals. They were absolutely fantastic. The reason why they did that is because Robert Williams and what Ime Udoka did was change the way they played defensively. Robert Williams at the start of the year was in the point of attack of a lot of different pick and rolls, right, playing the traditional center role. So instead what they did was they moved him over essentially defensively to power forward, allowed him to come in, contest, completely unlocked their defense, did a whole bunch of amazing things. He was the defensive player of the year. He got hurt, and so what the voters did was, well, like, well, and by the way, he didn't really get hurt that late, that early into the season. They go, well, we got to give it to a Celtics, so let's vote for Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart did not deserve to win that. He was not the reason why the Celtics were one of the best teams in the NBA defensively. So that's reason number one. I don't trust them. Reason number two, they have, and I say they, like the voters, have these stupid arbitrary rules that for some reason they hang on to. And I'll bring in most improved player. Tyrese Maxey, from his rookie year to his second year, went from 8 points per game to 17.5 points per game. He shot from the field 48.5%. He was incredible. The turnaround was insane. But the voters had some stupid arbitrary rule that second-year players are expected to improve, so you can't win the award. So I don't trust them in that. I don't think they look at a lot of stuff, like the vast majority of them, with nuance, and you can trust that they're going to look at what Victor Wembanyama is doing and not look past the fact that he's playing on one of the worst defensive teams and that he's a rookie. And some will. Some will absolutely, Tim, go, he's a rookie, he can't win Defensive Player of the Year. And they won't vote for him. when I mentioned all of those stats for Tyrese Maxey, he wasn't even a finalist. He finished sixth in most improved player. That's insane when you actually look at the leap that he made. So that's why I don't think you really trust them, which is why handicapping the process of some of these voters is so important, which is why I go back to the original answer to the question you asked. I don't know with Victor Wembanyama, because I think you can make the nuanced argument that he can win Defensive Player of the Year, but do you trust voters to actually do the legwork to do that? And I just don't know if that's the case.
So let's get to MIP, because I know this fires you up. Tyrese Maxey is minus 550 right now at DraftKings. Coby White, plus 650. Jalen Williams, 16-1. Yep. Is there anybody, I guess I'll just let you go. It seems like the Tyrese Maxey kind of situation feels like it's a make good.
I mean, it could be, because here's the thing. So, and this is like, Tyrese Maxey is now minus like 550 to win this. And flat out, I'll just say really quickly, I don't think he should be that big of a favorite. Should he be favored? Sure. But I don't think that you should be laying minus 550 for this. So I think the market's mispriced. Thus, I think there's value elsewhere. But again, let's go back to what I was just talking about. From your rookie year, you averaged 8 points per game. Then you went to 17.5 points per game, nearly a 10-point leap. In points per game, efficiency went up like crazy, despite the fact that you were taking for the season nearly twice the amount of shot attempts. So how is he most improved now when he made a bigger leap earlier in his career? Right. You know what I'm saying? So now you get a guy like Coby White, which is pretty interesting. And again, it goes back to how do these people look at this market or how to look at this award? Because you can make the case, and I know somebody did on Twitter with me and I didn't get to respond, but if you go by Coby White's best season ever, then you're talking about like 4.5 more points per game, whatever it is. If you go by what Coby White has been the last 2 years, this is a massive improvement because he really fell off after his second year. Averaged 12.7 points per game his third year, only 9.7 last year over the course of 74 games. His efficiency dipped from like to about like 44%. This year, he's improved as a shooter. He's shooting efficiently, averaging nearly 20 points per game, starting for the Chicago Bulls. And I think that if you look at the case for a guy like Coby White, I think there's a strong case to be made if you look at the what's happened each of the last two seasons. And I'll say really quickly again, and this is what I brought up with Gil too. I think there's an awesome case for Jalen Williams. The problem, Jalen Williams is a second-year player. And is the market going to do, or the voters going to do, the same nonsense that they did with Tyrese Maxey, Desmond Bane that same year? And again, going back to the process of handicapping the voters, I just don't trust that they're going to do that. And I think with that case, you're looking at either Tyrese Maxey and Coby White. I do think Tyrese Maxey's overvalued. Thus, I land on Coby White to be the play here in this market at plus 650.
Coby White, plus 650, as you just alluded to. Just scouring the awards market now, you have a pretty nice position on Norman Powell, who's down to 6-1.
Yeah.
Malik Monk's still the favorite at minus 250. How you feeling there?
I mean, this is the same thing again. Like I made the analogy. If you got to explain the joke, then is it really that funny? It's right. The same thing here. If I've got to explain the case, I don't know. But the nuance with Norm, who's averaging only about what are we talking about, like 14 points a game, 13.6, is that he is closing games for the Los Angeles Clippers. He has come off the bench for 59 or 58 games. He's only started one, but he closes out regularly, and he's a big part of what they do. Third of the team in clutch minutes per game. He helps them close these out. I think that helps you win Sixth Man of the Year over these other guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.